Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Overseas Connection podcast. My name is Robin Tate, and this is episode 651 for October the 3rd, 2021. I am your host this evening, Robin Tate. I am in Ballymena in Northern Ireland, and we do this every single week at around 9 o'clock. We're a little bit later tonight. I'll explain in a second. And on a Sunday, 9 o'clock in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and 3 p.m. in Central Time. This goes out live on twitch.tv/OC Podcast, youtube.com/OC Podcast, and you can join in, join the chat, and join us for support, and have a bit of a laugh with us in there. So the chat is live right now. As you can see, if you're watching this live, there's only my beautiful mug on the screen right now. Let's go through. What's what? Pete, big shout out to Pete and Shell and his daughter. They had a car accident today. I believe they're a bit shook up. I believe they're a bit stiff, but I believe they're fine. So our hearts go out to them right now. So that Pete isn't here tonight, absolutely understandably. Greg is off. He's in Florida. He's like the Ford party for me. He's like security. He's checking drains and bits and pieces for my visit coming out, and he's laying the way for my trip in December. He's out with his good lady and their son, and they're in Universal Parks and Disney at the moment, having a great old time. And seeing some of the photographs, they look like they're having a ball. I think I've been in Universal today. I see a photograph up there with the with the cat in the hat, the Grinch. So that, fair play to them. I wish I was there right now, and that's cool. Okay. So it was going to be Mark and I tonight, and, well, Mark appeared at about 10 minutes before show start, and usually it's me with a really, really crappy connection, and he was freezing a bit here and there, and it was stuttering, and I couldn't quite understand what was going on, and he just dropped. Like a minute before we were about to go live, he dropped. Hi, Boomer. How you doing? Just joined into the chat. Hello there. And his internet has died at home completely and utterly. It's gone. Kaput. He may join a call. I don't know. If he does join the call, you'll have to forgive me for doing a little bit of fiddling to get him brought in. But if not, look, you know what? The show must go on. So you have me and myself and I. And I mean, I'm never stuck for conversation, so I can probably chat away to myself forever. Anyway, this week we have a couple of birthdays. Tomorrow, Dorian Ellis, Parsnip Knows himself, one of the founders way back of G4TE and a very active community member. We've met him. I met him. Dorian, don't speak as much of late, but I know he's still out there. He is going to be 88, and he doesn't look a day over 90. Bonnie Gardner, she is having her birthday on 9th of October. She's 24 years old, and she doesn't look a day over 18. Congratulations to them, and happy, happy birthdays. I hope you have a good one. Isn't this so odd? Everybody's been so well behaved on the show tonight. Anyway, we might as well go straight away and do this.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Okay, first story time thing of the week, I want to shout out to Matt Nation. He's very active in our chat community member, and he got himself, he's like the trifecta of all consoles and everything he has now. So he got himself a PS5 this week and got it forklifted into his house. There's some comparison photographs with that monstrous PlayStation 5 against his new Xbox Series X. So I hope you have lots of fun with that as well. So we shout out anybody that can track one of these down. I'll talk about that in a little while because that has came up in the news there this week. Boomer in the chat says, yes, live from my retro room. And I was going to mention it because over the last... Oh, should I say it? I'd get myself in trouble. Okay, on Friday, I worked really, really, really hard. I wasn't out on the road. I was here. I was working very, very, very hard. And Judith was away for the day. So there was no kids, no one, nobody around. So I worked really, really hard, got all my work done. And then I fiddled. So I think I've covered myself for work. Anyway. So I had a wonderful day. I fiddled. So what did I do on Friday? I hung some more pictures and posters and different bits and pieces. I took some of my old retro consoles and added a few CRTs. And I've always been meaning to tie up some of the consoles. So behind me, where am I? Over there, there's another big display. I know I've got that display there above my head, which is all the bits and pieces of consoles and stuff, old handhelds, stuff like that there, like the history of consoles. I hooked up a Nintendo 64 and it's playing GoldenEye, and then I have all this kit. It's just a matter of getting it all wired and neat and tidy. So I hooked up an N64 to the TV. I hooked up a PlayStation 2 and also an original Wii. And I'm going to add a few more to it. I have this big Switch box thing, and I'm going to add a few more here as well because I have a couple of repeats. Like I've got two N64s, so one's on display and one's working. So I've got a pile of N64 games, and it's kind of fun flicking through these things. There's something nice. Yes, emulators are lovely, but it is nice having that, you know, having that thing, having it there. I have the little console... set up there as well, the little SNES that has MAME, inside it and all the other bits and pieces. And it's class because I was playing a lot of MAME stuff this week, but there's lots and lots of really cool stuff. Anyway, so I've done that and I'm really, really chuffed. I have a sort of royalty. I suppose part of me doing this as well is Mike Chin and his wife are coming here next weekend. Mike from the Veteran Gamers, long time friend. And he's coming. Do you know what, Boomer? I've been looking. I need a neon sign. I've been looking. Yeah, I have. There's a few. There's a place quite not that far away from me that does custom neon twisting and stuff. And yeah, I think I need a bigger boat. Anyway, Mike Chin, they're coming here next weekend, and I know he'll be in here. So I just want it just right. You know, I want it just right. For front of the royalties coming. So the idea with Mike coming, there's a few things I'm trying to have to sort out tomorrow. But we're going to do the sort of Game of Thrones tour. I'm going to have that whistle stop tour of Northern Ireland. So he's going to see Winterfell, some of the filming locations, some of the nice spots. I mean, I live 25 minutes, half an hour away from the coast, 10 minutes from Winterfell. a lot of these beautiful filming locations are very close to me. So we're going to do that, and Judith and I, we've got a babysitter for Saturday night, so we're going to go to there's a lovely hotel and big spa close to us. We're going to go there, and we'll do something nice on Sunday, and then he's going to Dublin for a day or two as well. So I'm really, really, Judith and I, we're very stoked about having Mike and Tara over here, and that should be good fun. So that's kind of why I'm doing that as well. I'm having a ball. Okay, I also, tonight, not long before the show started, I've made another purchase. Hopefully it will arrive this week. It's an obscure handheld device called a WikiPad. Now, it was a Californian company. There wasn't that many of them made. It is an Android tablet that slips into a controller. And I got a boxed version for very, very little money, but it's boxed and it hasn't been used. So, I'm collecting this stuff now again. and I really am looking forward to that to arrive. It's about, you know, it looks like it's a 7-inch tablet and controller, a wiki pad. They didn't catch on, but it'll be nice to have another little device. I think this has turned into something crazy. It always was, but I'm trying to get a bit more organized now. So I went and got some big storage boxes with sealed. I'm going to need an ad on to your room soon. Yeah, well, there's another couple of rooms, Boomer, I could move into as well. I could make this room bigger, or that could be the pinball room. Or the upright arcades machines. Now we're talking. So I've got some sealed boxes because I had so much stuff in loose boxes, and I spent some of the time on Friday sorting out. You know, we all probably have boxes of cables and like too many HDMI cables, but that'll come in handy someday, and USB cables and obscure cables and power supplies. You know, we all have that spaghetti mess of cables and stuff we got there. So I spent a couple of hours cable tying stuff and put them in the, you know, those little IKEA sealed bags we use for kids' lunches, big versions of those, and trying to label stuff, trying to organize. And some of the sealed boxes, like my Atari stuff, I think I've got about a 50 or 60 Atari cartridges, and I have the two Woodies, the 2600s, so one of those, and spare controllers and power supplies all clipped airtight together, plus the original box. So they're now in and stored away and up into, there's a roof space of this area. So, because I don't want to leave all that stuff loose, because really, I suppose this is, I have no intention of selling any of this stuff. And I suppose that is this a silly investment? I mean, I'm sure maybe hopefully my kids, Joshua and Charlie and crew, you know, later on, like when I'm maybe long gone, they'll come up here and they'll find all this stuff and all the original boxes, and hopefully they'll be worth a bit more in 20 years or even 10 years. Like, I mean, think about an Atari 2600's now, what, 40 years old? You know, I have them here, and original boxes and all the bits and pieces. So, yeah, I'm hoping it's only an investment for them. It probably won't be worth loads, but it'll double or triple in money over a few years. Anyway, I'm just, it's nice. And now I'm collecting and having live stuff. You know, if you put a console on a shelf over here, it's an ornament. It's not a real thing. When you play, the one that I have now, putting the original 007 GoldenEye in there and playing it, that's real then. You know, like people that put plates on the walls, they're not a plate, it's a picture. So it's the same sort of thing. Anyway, I'm rattling on about that. Okay, I see Mark in the notes here. He watched Free Guy. Now, I did put it on the other night, one night. It's been crazy work for me as again. And I put it on with my son, Charlie. And I fell asleep after 20 minutes. What does that say about the movie? Maybe. I don't know. I finished it off. I was doing the ironing this afternoon. And I watched all of Free Man again. So Free Man is Ryan Reynolds. It's a video game movie. He's a non-playing character. And yes, Greg, it's a smooth show. Yes, Greg's on the WhatsApp. So he is there, and he's a non-playing character, but he becomes aware. So there's the people in the real world who sort of, there's a bit of a side story, but he's become aware, and it is quite funny. It's like very light Matrix, but the characters inside it are code become real. Anyway, it's an interesting enough story. There's lots of little references to video gaming and like people glitching. I have a bit of giggle about that, and when somebody shot someone, they teabagged them, and you know, it appealed to all of my base stupid humor. So it got me giggling a bit, but you know, it's not very heavy duty. It's never going to be a classic Matrix or whatever. And there is the try to tangle in this other story about almost like copyright law. Someone stole my code. Oh, anyway, it was a good old romp. I've been working my way still way, continuing on with my wonderful The Handmaid's Tale. We finished season three last night. Wow, it is, that's really good. It's, you know, it's one of those things. it was one of those things where you just gotta, it's not a happy program to watch. The odd time you get this, like, ah, yeah, she got them, and she's got this real, interesting watching her main character growing and getting more and more like a wee badass, like a wee rebel. And it's good. Blessed day. And yeah, it tackles some weird subjects. I'm not quite sure. Hi, Lord. How you doing, fella? Yeah, so it's good. And we're really enjoying it. It's into the fourth season of it. I'm a big, big fan of Goliath. With not Billy Crystal. What do you call him? Him. Yes. Him. Goliath. Goliath, he's a solicitor. A lawyer in America. This is fourth and final season. And the first three seasons were brilliant. Brilliant. Own your own pal. Oh, sorry, Lord. Do I have to own my own pal? Can I buy a pal? You mean on your own. Yes, I am. I am, Lord. Mark Wright fell and hit his head on the toilet. And in the north of England kind of style, he woke up from being knocked out and hitting the toilet seat. And he came to with this wonderful new idea for a USB charging cock cage or penis cage. Is that what they were? Penis cages. That was a weird episode last week, wasn't it? God, penis cages. Anyway, so season four is kind of weird. It's like shot, like, it was this your standard sort of detective lawyer sort of thing, and it was really good and it was quite rude and stuff like that there. But season four is it's been shot like a Hitchcock movie in San Francisco, mostly at night time. Is he alive? Is he dead? Because he was shot at the end of the last season. And it's really beautifully shot. And I was watching the first episode, I'm going, what is this all about? But now that I've kind of got it and it's being filmed in that style, it's really good. If you've never watched any Goliath, you should watch it. What is the guy's name? Anyway, it doesn't matter. You can look it up. Goliath, really, really good. Okay, so got my wiki pad. I've hooked up stuff. I'm prepping for Mike and his good lady coming next week. So that's kind of cool. Work is still really busy. I'm away one night this week. I'm still exercising. I'm wearing jeans today and yesterday, size 34. I'm very chuffed to be comfortably in them. I'm getting there. I've still got weight to come off, but I'm enjoying my exercise. I was at the exercising this morning. Anyway, okay. So video games and stuff that's free are sort of free. October, Kim has nicely updated this here. So let's rattle through them because it is kind of October time. So we'll start to talk a wee bit about games. Said if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. Okay, games with gold in October. You've got Arrow. Arrow is a fabulous game. If you haven't played Arrow, get this. It's free with games with gold, with your subscription, and it's brilliant. It is a rhythm shooter. It's from some English developers. Mark and I met these guys at several times at EGX, and really, really good. The soundtrack is wonderful in it. So Arrow is a definite must check. It's really, really good. Hover, no idea about it. And then you've got Castlevania, Harmony of Despair, and Resident Evil Code Veronica X or 10. Cool. That's the second part of the month. PlayStation Plus, you've got Hell Let Loose for the PlayStation 5, Mortal Kombat X for the PS4, and PGA Tour 2K21 for the PS4. All right. Okay, I'm sure if you're a Mortal Kombat fan, you probably have it already, but if you want to pull somebody's head off, now's the time. Twitch Prime, Song of Horror, Red Wings, Aces of the Sky, Wallace and Gromit's Grand Adventures, Blue Fire, Tiny Robots Recharged, Whiskey and Zombies, The Great Southern Zombie Escape. That's like, yeah, it should be petrol and zombies, the great southern dicks trying to fill up their cars. Do you know what? In Northern Ireland, we had zero fuel shortages over the last week and a half, 2 weeks. While you numpties in the mainland were driving around everywhere making the fuel run out. What was that about? It's like, what a minute, is this toilet roll and pasta? And next it's petrol. Yous are sheep. What's that about? Stop it. Anyway, you also get Secret Files 3, Star Wars Squadrons. That's good. Alien Isolation and Ghost Runner. The wonderful Stadio Pro, DreamWorks, Spirit Lucky's Big Adventure. Control, the Ultimate Edition. That's pretty good. Hello Engineer, Cake Bash and Until End. Epic Games Store, Europa Universalis. Universalis 4? Yeah, that one. PC Building Simulator. Oh God, what a nerd game. Amazon Prime. Their free games are really, really good this month. You know, that Alien Isolation, oldie but really goodie, but Star Wars Squadrons in there. I mean, if you look at what that Twitch and Amazon are giving away with the Twitch Prime stuff there compared to Xbox or PlayStation, it really is good. Really good, really good. Anyway. So those are your free games, which are free-ish with subscription. I know they're free, but Greg DeLacy says that's not free. And I'm saying it kind of is free. Right, games played. Okay, well, look, sorry. I'm a terrible gaming person at the moment. Really am. I'm not up to date. It's really, really bad. I am sorry. I apologise. But I still love my gaming. I'll get there. Just things need to settle a bit. I still game every day, but it's gaming getting fit. My Beat Saber, still there, working away to warm up. And my Fit XLR in my Quest 2. I see there's a Quest 3 coming out very soon, and it's going to be super duper powered. That's going to be interesting. I wonder if there'll be enough of a jump. Because the Quest 2 is such a fantastic piece of hardware, but you know I've rattled on about it. For as far as entry-level VR, brilliant. There's so many games there, but I ignore them. I go straight into Beat Saber and Fit XLR, and away I go. And done a fantastic workout this morning. I only had like 3/4 of an hour. There was so much other stuff. How many lengths is a cock cage? I suppose, Lord, you could buy an awful lot of cock cages for the price of a pair of lengths. So, you know, cock cages would probably be like short change. Like there would be like 10p pieces. I mean, I'd say you could probably buy. Hey, tell you what, let's do this live, will we? Amazon. Can you search for cock cage on Amazon? Cock cage. Okay. Because we've got to answer this question. How many lengths? Okay. So, and let's get the calculator here. All right. So we have to do this and that. So it's divided by 23. You can buy 7 cock cages to the price of 1 pair of lengths, Lord. So, yeah, if you're talking about dollars here, so cock cage with a lock comes $23. So that's pretty good. I would love to press buy on this right now and have it sent to Mr. DeLacy's house. That would be quite funny, wouldn't it? There are cheaper ones there, but you know, this is a proper cage. This is like metal. Let's read about it, see if there's any reviews. Men's adjustable steel penis cage, breathable chastity locks, breathable virginity lock for men in silver. Okay, it's medical grade metal, hypoallergenic, very, very important. It's manual mirror polishing and smoother and more comfortable than what? It's a very sturdy cage, giving control to your partner to improve your life. And it's a great suggestion. It's a great gift for Valentine's Days, holidays, honeymoons, maybe not the honeymoon, and special nights. Okay, so the set is packaged and transported carefully to ensure that your privacy will not be leaked. Confidential packaging. Cock cage inside. Don't worry about your friends and family knowing you bought it. We ship from this. Okay, please let there be reviews. No. Sad. No customer questions. Everybody must be very happy with their cock cage. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I don't think I better take that away. Just take it away. I'm not going to look at that again. Anyway, I'll order one for Greg later. Maybe I'll have a drink first. Where was I? Yes, so so the Fit XLR, I'm in there. This week I did play. I caught myself playing Wii Sports. I got the wee little Wii set up again, and I was playing tennis. And you know what? For such a crappy looking game, those little Wii controllers work so well for that tennis game. It was brilliant. That was cool. The tennis I remember really well, and the bowling, and it was good fun. It's nice to be able to do that. I don't know. Mark was going to be talking about the Halo weekend trial that was. Where was it? Sorry, I apologize. It's the newest version of Halo, and there was a free weekend this weekend. And the guys weren't terribly impressed with it. I'm just looking back here. So Pete had played it, and he said he had only played two matches on Halo, and he just thought it was the same old Halo. And Mark said, don't tell Greg, but I'm not fussed on the new Halo. I don't think they innovate and change things enough. And Pete was going, well, after God knows how many times they've released Halo, now I've just thought I'd like something a little different in the online multiplayer. It just feels like an old game with posh menus. So here's the thing. What are you talking about? Halo comes from a certain world. It's a certain style. It's a certain game, Mark. And Pete, really, you know, it's one of those things where I love that Halo world, and Greg was saying that it has this hook thing that you can whiz yourself like a Spider-Man sort of hook as a new thing, but it's not going to change in look. All of a sudden, Master Chief is not going to start wearing a miniskirt. He's not going to get a high-pitched voice. You know, it's his right to do those things. If he wants, if Master Chief wants to wear a miniskirt, I'm sure he can change his pronouns in this game. If he comes woke, I'll never play it again. Yeah, but that's what it is. If you want something changed up, well, go and play something else. But Halo is Halo just as much as Modern Warfare is Modern Warfare. Yeah, whether they're in space or on the ground or World War II or up to date or slightly in the future, it's still that base game of soldiers. And Halo is spacey soldier with one big hunky man who must have a really, really smelly suit when he takes it off. I mean, how often does Master Chief launder that suit? I mean, what sort of deodorant? I mean, does he get 72-hour protection with that? You know, when he's on these missions, when does he go to the loo? Is there a zip to get his cage out? I mean, how does that even work? Does he poo? Does Master Chief poo? I mean, these are questions that I lose sleep over at night. Anyway, just confirmed, Mark won't be joining us. That stuff in England. Obviously, his electric supplier has ran out of petrol. And they have no electricity. I rattle on. Okay, Mark was going to talk about GR, Breakpoint and Deathloop and a wee bit of Halo. So I'm looking forward to the new Halo. I don't care. Sorry, guys. Blah, blah, blah. All right. We're going to talk a wee bit of news stuff here and then we'll move on. Okay, a little while ago I had mentioned that Matt had got himself a new PS5. Now, he also has a Series X. Mark has the Series X and he also has the PS5. And I know we all at the beginning, look, it was really hard. Mark really struggled to get a Series X, so did I. but we got them. They're still, the shortages are still there. Excuse me. So there's a bit of a news story out there this week, and it says, look, the Xbox head explains console shortages will continue into 2022. I'm sorry about this. So I believe this is Phil Spencer. He said, we're working hard to bring them to market, but it's going to be a challenge.
It's likely that you're reading these words on this website. You've already known how hard it can be to get your hands on new consoles. Yes, I do. Thank you, Kotako. I've got some bad news straight from that Xbox VP of Gaming, Phil Spencer. Finding a console ain't getting easier anytime soon. So, Phil, he recently spoke to the Wrap recently and explained that while chip shortages were partly to blame for the ongoing console shortages, there was more going on with the situation. Situation, very Northern Ireland thing. I think it's probably too isolated to talk about just as a chip problem, Spencer said. When I think about what does it mean to get the parts necessary to build a console today and then get it to the markets where the demand is, there are multiple kind of pinch points in that process, and I think regretfully it's going to be with us for months and months, definitely through the end of this calendar year and into the next calendar year. I think there's an extra word in there that doesn't need to be there. Spencer claims he and everyone at Microsoft is working hard to get consoles out the door and into people's homes, but he expects it will continue to be a challenge for quite a while. Do you think, Phil, that the guy who's really pissed off that he didn't get the promotion and he's stuck in a dead-end job sorting out the Coca-Cola for the vending machine in Microsoft offices, do you think he's trying really, really hard to get the Xboxes out the door? Everyone's a big word, Phil. The thing that's most disappointing is it's just the fan disappointment, Spencer admitted. People really want this new generation of consoles. They're good consoles, both from us and the other platform holders. Of course, you know, we've got that fabulous device released by Google, the Stadia. That's exactly what he's talking about. And they want new functionality. After next-gen consoles first launch, Phil Spencer's comments are just the latest bit of evidence that things aren't getting better anytime soon. The continuing problems created by global chip shortages, issues with COVID-19, extremely high demand, bad resellers, and bots have combined to create a perfect and terrible storm that means that most players are still unable to find either next-gen console. It's become tricky to find an older console even. This writer ran into it not so long ago, earlier this year, when he tried to go and buy an Xbox One for a younger family member and discovered that the store had zero PS4s or Xboxes to sell. Actor from Deathloop was unable to use his star power and Bethesda's corporate connections to score PS5 recently. But for most folks, that's not a viable option. Well, I don't know. I think Boomer could walk into shop and go, "Hey, I'm Boomer, give me a PS5. And he would get it. To get your hands on a PS5 or Xbox Series X, you'll need to jump through some hoops. Yeah. Isn't it odd? I mean, you've got this new PS5 and the Xbox Series X and, of course, the Stadia. I mean, are these going to be like that odd generation that the technology is going to move on faster than people have enough of these things to justify the big, big spends on these devices? You know, I mean, is there going to be like a PS5 and a half and an Xbox Series XX or something, you know, because, you know, it's going to be 2 years before they catch up, before people, there's enough of these out here. It seems like an odd, or a redesign, or a repackage, or like, and not even that, not even a slight upgrade, a new shell, a new packaging to relaunch the whole things again, just to get that fizzle back up again. I don't know. Maybe. Interesting. You know, they are a fabulous piece of kits, but I'm sure they would like to be selling more. Saying that, the figures that coming out from PlayStation and Microsoft are they're selling gangbusters. So they have no issues. They're going out the door. You know? Anyway. Okay, I don't really have anything else that, because everything sort of fell as shit just as that started to drop stuff in. Funny enough, I'm getting all of these reminders up now. I mean, this time of year was EGX or London or Birmingham or wherever it may be. And it's a shame, no EGX this year. I know EGX is on. I'm not going. I don't know if anybody is going. If anybody's going to it, please send us some photographs and let us know how you get on. because I have no idea how big or small the show's going to be this year. I think I'm going to just leave it. Well, I am going to leave it. But hopefully next year we'll get back to EGX and a few more meetups and stuff like that. There are some new releases this week, and new releases are as follows. Between the 2nd and the 8th of October, you've got Alan Wake Remastered for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, PlayStation, pretty much everything. Alan Wake Remastered. I love Alan Wake. Some people hate it, some people love it. I like it. It's a nice... It was original, you know. It was a torturer's game. Ha ha. Yeah, it was good. It's a good game. It was original sort of style of game. Instead of a gun, you had a torch and you had a bit of batteries in it instead of bullets. But it was good and it made your hair stand on the back of your head. I'm not going to mention that anymore. Hell Let Loose. Don't know what it is. PlayStation, Xbox, and that's the 5th of October. That's a couple of days. Jet the Far Shore on PlayStations. Lego Marvel Superheroes. Really? On the Switch. Okay. Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl on pretty much everything. Super Monkey Ball Banana Mania. What? Okay, it's on pretty much everything. The Art of Rally. That's a good, interesting little racing game. And it's come to the PlayStations on October the 6th. Far Cry 6. Now, there's a biggie. PlayStation 5. It's pretty much everything, including Stadia and Mac. Not often you see Mac written up there. Huh. Far Cry 6, October the 7th. Metroid Dread on the Switch on October the 8th. And Tetris Effect Connected on the Switch. And it's on October the 8th. There you are. And those are the new releases for this week. So, how do I switch that off? All by myself. And there I just did. All right. Victory achieved this week. What victory achieved is, again, I am going to wrap up the show because the guys aren't here. It's a shorty, but some is better than none. Okay, victory achieved. Finish a game, take a photograph of the credits going up, send it off to @OC_podcast with a hashtag victory achieved. We'll enter you into a draw to win $20 or 15 quid. And... this week we had Joystick J finishing a couple of games. He finished Far Cry 4, a classic, he says, and a great shot of up his nose. And yeah, I can see up his nose. Joystick J also finished complete Trover Saves the Universe. And he says that was a hilarious experience. I don't know what that is, mate, but that's fun. Okay, I don't see up your nose, that one. That's much better. And Yoda the Third, Josh Escherman, after 100 hours in Cyberpunk 2077 as a nomad, his first playthrough is complete. I would assume that, Josh, you enjoyed that. Good stuff. I really, really love seeing people finishing games. And that's absolutely excellent. You're entered into the draw and you get this for now.
You all have a victory's achieved.
There you go. So, it's going to be short and sweet tonight. Just me, myself and I. I'm going to say thank you very much for the guys in the chat, Boomer and Lord, that dropped in. It was lovely. Thank you very much about that. And please contact the show at podcast@ocpod.com on the emails. Tweet us @OC_podcast or on our Facebook page, fb.ocpod.com. Leave us a review, you know, just away you go. So the next note is closing comments, pass to the next person like a speed round. Well, over to you, Robin. What do you want to say hello to? Well, I want to say hello to everybody in the show. I want to say hello to, of course, Boomer and Lord and the chat tonight. I want to say hi to Matt and all the people that frequent the WhatsApp groups, which are so wonderful. We've got Richard Webster in there and Nick and Dan Knappman and Matt Nation, of course, and Phil Olson. There's just so many name after name, and Kev and God, goodness me, there's so many folk, Kim and all those people that are in the community chats. They're really, some of the stuff is really, really funny. And some of it's heartwarming, you know, so that's lovely. So come and join our chats. If you want to be part of the WhatsApp groups, contact me at Bungo the Sane. We'll do. That'll do. Yeah, absolutely.
What else? Yeah. Mark, I hope your Tinternet gets back. Greg, have a great holiday and a vacation. I know with your young man, it's harder to get away. And fair play to you flying across the countryside with him. So well done. Good lad. Congratulations to Kim, because you're just class. Phil, hi. Richard Webster, woohoo. And Greg DeLacy and Mark and everybody, and Nicole and all the guys that are involved in the show, just thank you very much. You're so wonderful. I want to shout out my sister-in-law, because she is just, her and her family, they've just been made foster carers of the year. Very good. They've followed Judith, my wife, as far as that award's concerned. We got that one. It was nice. Anyway, a few years ago. But yes, that was not lovely. The family have been now given that award and recognition. So all of Judith's two sisters are also fostering as well. If you want to find more about their journey, go to Instagram @_love_share_and_foster. That's getting very, very popular. And I will see you or not next week. I may. I haven't worked it out yet, and I haven't even chatted to Mike about it. But next Sunday evening, he is here. I'm not sure if we'll be out for dinner or not. But wouldn't it be lovely if beside me or sitting on my knee, I had Mike Chin here, and we could maybe podcast together on the show. So we haven't discussed it, but yeah, I would like to try and make that happen. So yeah, that's that. Have a great and safe gaming week, everybody. And I will see yous next time we come around. So goodbye. Thank you. See ya. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.